Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Why won't you confirm what your ROE was?
Senator, with due respect, we focus on our return on investment.
All right, I know what you focus on. Thank you, Mr. Banjo. I know what you focus on. I feel compelled to advise you that it is open to the Senate to hold a witness in contempt when they refuse to answer a legitimate question.
I've answered the question many times.
You have not answered the question, Mr. Banducci. Honestly, I'm not interested in your spin or your bullshit. This is a Senate inquiry. Answer the question.
That's Green Senator and Committee Chair Nick McKim in the Senate Committee into Supermarket Pricing, threatening to hold outgoing Woolworths CEO Brad Banducci in contempt. Now, you all remember Banducci. He's the bloke who fell on his sword after this spectacular implosion on the ABC Four Corners show.
Can we take that out? Is that okay? He is retired, but I shouldn't have said that, Angus. Are we going to leave it in there if we are?
Well, I mean, if we're on the record. You said it. I mean, you know, let's move on. But, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I'm done, guys. I do this with good intent. You know, I don't do this with bad intent.
You're walking out, really?
No. Can we just talk to Brad for a second?
Let me just
have a minute.
An attempted walkout on Four Corners is just embarrassing. Dodging Senate questions is another thing entirely. Being held in contempt can result in jail time and fines, and the threat came amid hostile and ugly questioning today at the Senate inquiry. Senator McKim accused Banducci of kind of bullshitting his way through and asked if he was struggling with the ordinary English language. Banducci was asking for trouble when he said he did not know what Woolworths' return on equity was in the 2023 financial year and would take the question on notice. He also said Woolworths did not accept accusations of price gouging customers and said its goal was to help them. Banducci also pushed back on suggestions that Woolworths buys up independent supermarkets to reduce competition. He said there was only one incidence of that happening in the past 5 years in the ACT. However, Banducci did acknowledge Australians were experiencing tough demands on their wallet during periods of high inflation, but said grocery prices were beginning to taper. He said 60% of overall grocery inflation had been driven by Woolworths' top 100 suppliers. That last bit was a good example of playing the blame game, but let's be honest, that's exactly what this Senate inquiry is all about.